All right, welcome back.
Baby.
It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Get to our headlines this hour, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Hyundai. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. The Cleveland Browns are going to interview Mike McDaniel for head coach, Leroy.
Again.
Enjoy that, dude. Enjoy that, dude.
Look again,
at Brittany. She's laughing at you.
One of the biggest issues is I look at the desire of these jobs based on, one of the situations they just left. And so why, for the same reason why I would say, why would Kevin Stefanski come down here when his issue has been quarterback for the last 4 or 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Why would Mike McDaniel go there with no quarterback after leaving a situation where a quarterback has been your downfall? Like, it makes no sense. Other than there's only 32 of them.
That's the answer. Well, the thing that's interesting with Mike is apparently it seems like he's got more head coaching interviews lined up already than OC interviews.
So is that an indictment on the Dolphins?
I don't know.
If he ends up with another head coaching job right away,
mm-hmm.
is that an indictment on what the Dolphins are doing? Because let's think of it this way. None of the other coaches, and I'm not going to include the last coach before Mike. I'm not going to include
Flores.
I'm not going to include Brian Flores because there was something else going on there. But all of the coaches before Mike McDaniel never got coach jobs anywhere else. Other than Nick Saban, he wasn't fired, though.
Adam Gase did. He got the Jets job. You said nowhere else. He did get the Jets job.
Okay. That's it. So why is everybody knocking the door down to get this coach?
I think is that more of where the market is, though, right now? Like, right now, like, the head coaches that are out there, like, look how, like, look, John Harbaugh's a nice coach. He's won a Super Bowl. I'm not exactly, like, heartbroken if he doesn't take the Dolphins job. Like,
right.
You know, it's not like I'm going to be sitting here and be like, oh, my God. It'd be nice. It was cool. Like, it mm-hmm. seemed like that was where the plan was going. But I'm not sitting here being like, oh, my God, the Dolphins lost Vince Lombardi. That's not how I feel. Right. I think Harbaugh's a very credible guy. He seems like he's got it all put together. But I don't know. I don't know who anybody looks at right now and says, oh, that coach is – I think Vrabel. Vrabel is got a little bit of that right now. Like, right, he's already got his team winning a playoff game first year in.
Mm-hmm.
He's already taken his team to a conference championship at his last stop. You know, who else has that right now? McDermott, I mean, like, has to get to the big game because everything else has kind of been done for him, right?
Right.
So, I mean, McVay's won a Super Bowl. Is he the only guy active right now that has a Super Bowl, Brittany? That's in the field. Oh, Sean Payton, obviously.
Sean Payton.
I think that's it.
Andy Reid.
They're not in the playoffs.
Not in the playoffs. Okay.
They're not in the playoffs. So,
yeah.
I'm just saying, yeah, if Mike McDaniel, because I think of the teams he's interviewed for the Titans.
Mike Tomlin.
Duh. Sorry. He's duh, playing tonight. Right. Maybe he gets shaken loose after tonight, huh?
I really don't see that happening, even if they lose.
Wishful thinking.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a stretch.
Wishful thinking. God, he got his ass kicked yesterday, Justin Herbert.
Oh, my goodness.
Some of the hits that
he... Did you see the one he got hit and he just looked
He just lay there. He goes, just leave me here. Leave me. Are Dolphin fans happy or sad that they don't have... Like, are you happy that you don't have to dance on Justin Herbert's grave anymore? Like, do you still have that in you? Are you at least glad that he is 0-3 in the playoffs? Because the whole thing forever has always been that you didn't take Justin Herbert. You took Tua. That was, like... The big regret.
But they're in the same spot.
But that the fact that he has won just as many playoff games as Tua has, like, does that make you feel better or worse?
So I was literally talking about this with my dad yesterday. As soon as I left here yesterday, I called him and he was like, the first thing he said to me was, I think if we would have had Justin Herbert, we would have been in the same position as we are with Tua. And I happen to agree. Like, I think it's enough is enough. And after his, performance yesterday, I think it's safe to say either way we would have been screwed.
Yeah. Because I'm not saying, like, look, he's clearly going to play for the next, who knows? You play behind that O-line. Maybe you keep getting your butts kicked. There's a lot of quarterbacks probably thinking to themselves, man, I have a lot of money in the bank. Do I still want to keep doing this?
I would say the difference is that I can always go back to this thing when you look at Herbert versus Tua. Herbert looks the part.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, we saw in the game that he beat the Dolphins this year where he shook Jalen Phillips off like a rag doll.
Right.
That you can see what the appeal is. That, to be fair, Tua went in his barn last year and had that dime to Tyreek at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Great battle between them both. I think Tua's got the nod over them, 2-1, I think, in their career. I think. Maybe it's 2-2. But I'm just saying, are Dolphin fans happy, or are they still going to think about that debate? Because it's like, it's over now. Obviously, Justin Herbert's going to continue playing as long as he wants to with his franchise, and Tua's not. So the debate is over. Like, Justin Herbert outlived Tua in the debate.
But is he that much better?
Yeah, like, because everybody makes every excuse under the sun for him, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a very credentialed head coach. He's had talent around him. Okay, the O-line thing, like, literally everybody's having that debate right now when their quarterback gets their ass kicked. So, every other quarterback, the playoff record's the playoff record. Josh Allen has to deal with it. Lamar has to deal with it. Joe Burrow has to deal with it. If you don't have it, everybody else has to deal with it. So I'm just wondering, does anybody feel, are you happy that debate is over? I'm kind of happy because, like, I think if Tua was still a thing, I'd be like, yeah, Justin Herbert still sucks in the playoffs. But now I don't care.
But, how many people are saying that? Here's the crazy thing about all of this stuff, and especially the quarterback. There's teams who are saying this from about 10 to 12 places, which means there's only 20 quarterbacks that people are okay with.
Right.
That being said, like, those other 12 teams are going to always get those guys that you don't want because there's nothing available. So when I see the Dolphins and Tua may be gone, and that's fine and whatever, when do you think you're going to get another quarterback? And don't tell me the draft. Like, that's the problem. You're hanging your hat on something that really doesn't quite happen, because the other thing is guess what? How many top five quarterbacks work out? Usually those quarterbacks in the first round go to better teams and they can develop.
They're having pretty good playoffs right now after yesterday because of Drake and Caleb Williams.
Drake was – Caleb was one. Drake was
– Two.
Two? Was he two? Okay.
And then we'll see what Stroud does tonight. So they're doing better. But
they're doing better, but
that did used to be a thing for sure. Purdy's still alive, though. That damn – you're going to have to, like, cut the head off of San Francisco to take them out, it seems like.
No, it's just insane.
It's incredible. It's incredible how – every year we talk about how many guys are hurt, how many guys are out, how many guys, and they're just there every year at the end.
They're just, but it's like they're playing with like seventh stringers.
Yep.
With guys off the street, and they are dominating on defense. It's insane.
Salah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm here for it.
Salah.
He's the only, like, I don't want any first timers. I really don't.
So,
yeah, but what retreads are out
there?
So
that would be your reach. So your retread options would be Stefanski. It doesn't seem like Harbaugh is going to happen. Now the reports are that the Falcons and the Giants are the two teams that he's looking at. So you're looking at Stefanski on the market, Saleh, McCarthy, maybe, but he's not on the list yet. And then it's going to be mostly first-timers. It's going to be Shula. It's going to be Kubiak Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And who the hell's? I always forget the Packers guy. Packers defensive fillman. Halfley. Probably shouldn't refer to him as that. I'm scarred, dude. What if he's defensive fillman?
So he really doesn't have
25 any... points Wait. In the fourth quarter?
Here's what's funny. There's a lot of coaches, dude. A lot of coaches out there that have titles but don't actually have those jobs
mm-hmm.
and get – bigger jobs based on that title without ever doing the job.
You don't think, like, as Sully and Stephen Ross were having sushi after getting the job, he goes, Mr. Ross, I got the guy, dude. All right? This Halfley, what he's done with that defense in Green Bay, I'm telling you, he's ready. And then Stephen Ross watches what happens on to them on Saturday night, and he's like, hey, Sully, hey, it's Garfinkel. Mr. Ross wants to speak with you. Yeah, that wasn't his best showing, Mr. Ross. Listen, not an indictment of him. Not an indictment of him. Stephen Ross is like, it's not? No, dude, I'm telling you.
You got to stop hiring people like that. If you have those questions, right? If you have those questions, if you have those questions about players, if you have, stop overlooking them, right? Like, during the draft, what was the issue with Tua?
Injuries, too short.
Don't ignore it. Don't ignore it.
It's hard to ignore.
There's people that believe that if you build a team with exceptions to all the rules, that your team's not going to be good.
Yeah. Unless everything rolls correctly.
Right. Right.
Which is what exactly 2023 was. Like, that's how it was built. Right. It was built of a team of exceptions. They kind of caught lightning, but it all crumbled pretty easily. Pretty easily.
Pretty easily. Yeah, I mean, holy very smokes. Easily.
One stupid game against the Titans, and it was over.
The Titans, over. Nonetheless.
But good luck, dude. I'm happy for you.
Still looking for a coach.
I'm happy for you. You got Mike McDaniel coming to Cleveland, dude. That's great. Maybe.
Too cold.
Too cold for him?
Yeah.
Do you want him with Cam Ward, Brittany?
I don't want that for Cam Ward. Like, I
see,
want him to...
Here's the problem. Mike McDaniel is an excellent offensive mind.
So why don't you want him for the Browns, then?
He knows why. You know
yeah,
why.
You know why. No, no, exactly.
No. I just told you why. Mm-hmm. Why? Why?
Why?
They don't have a quarterback. Why would you sign up for something that was your downfall at your last job?
The Titans don't have anybody but Cam Ward. He's going to
nobody. They got a starting plug.
Yeah, he has a terrible offensive line.
They have a starting point.
He's going to get Maui Noah.
They have a starting point. What's the Dolphins' starting point? If I'm a coach and I've been run out of my previous job based on quarterback play, I'm not going to a place that doesn't have quarterback play.
Maybe the Dolphins, if Mike McDaniel takes the Titans job, the Dolphins can call him up, trade Quinn Ewers for Cam Ward since he loves Quinn Ewers so much.
No, he's going to laugh in the Dolphins' face.
No, send his ass Zach Wilson. He wanted him.
Be like, here, have his contract, Mike.
You were seeking him out. Have Quinn Ewers, dude. Send us Cam Ward.
Nope. I wouldn't even send him Quinn Ewers.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3. WQAM. Miami Hurricanes. Awaiting the Indiana Hoosiers national championship 1 week from today. What do we do with ourselves, dude?
Tell you what we're not going to do.
What's that?
Tonight we're going to watch a playoff game. The playoff games have been amazing.
Yep.
I don't want anything like the Miami Heat to ruin my... they've been struggling
lately. I'll tell you, so avoid Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Avoid those days.
Yeah. Oh, and Monday. Well, you can avoid Monday because...
Yeah, Monday he'll be busy.
Yeah.
The Heat are playing on a Canes game again? Again?
Oh, Martin Luther, come on. You know...
Wait,
for some reason...
Is it early then?
Oh, wait. Can I ask a question? Why have the powers that be think that black folks want to watch basketball on Martin Luther King Day?
Oh, no. I just saw.
What?
What?
It's a 10 o'clock game.
At
night?
Oh, that has no chance of being
so seen. You're going to be, it's going to be right in the middle of the state. So wait, are you working that day, Brittany?
So this is really hard for me to talk about.
Are we getting in our emotions?
No. So Solana told me that if I'm able to get tickets to the game, which I won't find out till tomorrow, that we'll figure something out. Now, I'm not feeling confident in that, so I probably will unfortunately have to be here.
Just say your tickets to the game.
I know. Hey! Hey!
Dump that. Dump that, Brittany.
Hey!
Say you have tickets to the game, dude.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Who's going to prove otherwise?
Brittany. I am having a hard time believing that you couldn't have figured that out.
Who wants an unfocused worker? No. She is a rabid Canes fan, Galen. Let her have the night to enjoy the damn Canes. She wants to watch it.
He went to FIU. Make him do the game.
He's going to have no... They're going to have
no. Well, that's
no
his
use.
Point. Like, he would, you know, help out with the game if...
There's no... You're going to be of no use.
I mean, I really am.
You know, it's going to be useless. And you know what? If they need you, so, you know, if you're not, you know, crazy drunk from celebrating, you know, then bring her in for the post game for the West Coast Heat road trip.
Well, the problem is that the Panthers also play. You know, so it's
all
don't
they
three
have a back-to-back,
again?
Too? Like, you know, can't you, you know, can't they just, you know, Bam gets back or Norm gets back-to-backs off? Brittany can't get the front end of a back-to-back off for
right?
the Canes? Maintenance program?
I wish.
This is crazy talk.
So, yeah, unfortunately, I fear my fate has it for me to be here, which is crazy because my whole family is coming down to watch the game, whether they have tickets or not. So...
Yeah.
So they can celebrate here or cry.
You're not looking so good. You might need a time off in a week. That's what I say.
I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm starting to feel a little itch in my throat.
I got Canes fever!
I'm at home Tuesday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you going?
No.
Okay.
You
got offered, though, didn't you?
I could finagle my way.
You could finagle your way in. You got connects.
Leroy.
But.
Do it for me.
Bond is coming home. Oh, surprise. Yeah. Nobody rat to Big Spoon. You rat back.
Surprise as he tells it to tells on radio.
If any of you tell Big Spoon.
Big Spoon knows.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's others.
Oh, Mima.
Do not. Mima doesn't know.
All right. If any of you rat to Mima, you're dead to us.
Rebecca's concern was... Do I have to move all of my crap out of his room? That's like siblings have like no cooth,
no.
Right?
No. No.
She goes, that other room is just for storage for when I go away to college.
Hey, can I ask a question? This just flashed in front of me. When did it become okay to bring a cheese grater into an arena or a stadium?
I've been wondering this since Saturday. How do they smuggle these cheese graters
into
these
metal?
Stadiums?
Yeah.
Or is it a plastic one?
I think it's metal. Oh, it looks pretty metal to
no,
me.
No, they're metal.
They look metal to me. I don't, you know, they looks pretty metal to me.
They're metal.
How are they doing that?
That's dangerous. You could do a lot of damage with a cheese grater.
Really?
Do you think
1,000%. I've like sliced half of my pinky finger off with a cheese grater.
Hey, you know, I'm gonna just
charcuterie.
Wait, hold on. Whoa, I got this. Most people make sure the cheese is on the grater and not their hand. But you're trying.
Wait, no.
I'm gonna tell you what you did. You tried to grate the little bitty corner, the last little piece of cheese, because you didn't want to waste it.
To be fair, I was a child.
You made it sound like it was last week.
No, but I've also, like, I've been grating cheese and, like, lost half a nail grating cheese. Because it's like, you try to get that little, you know. So, yeah, you could do a lot of damage to the cheese grater if you wanted to. So, I don't know how they let the people in there with, unless they sell them in the stadium. I don't know.
I'm just like, wait a minute. Yeah, maybe this is like one of those things. Yeah, have like a stand, like the Panthers. They stop letting people bring in their rats, but you can buy the rats. You can buy a cheese grater.
Yeah. I'm here for it.
Hey, only in Florida.
Maybe
where
like,
they ban something until they can figure out a way to sell it.
Like you, maybe what you do, Brittany, is you're like, look, all I got on me is a cheese grater, and you put it in the basket around the metal detector. Like when you slide into the, and everybody's like, he's cool.
He's
like,
cool. Love the
they bit. All know what they're here for the bit. That's all it is.
I love the cheese grater hats.
I love them too.
Oh my gosh. Do you know the story behind them?
No.
Because I saw this on TikTok. The guy who owned the company who started the cheese grater hat, they basically made a cheese hat, like their own cheese hat, and they got sent a cease and desist order from the Packers. So they said, oh, you want to send me a cease and desist order? I'm going to start making cheese grater hats instead.
Jeez. You know what? That's great.
It's a great story.
I respect petty business.
Me too.
Petty I do. Business. I respect it. Oh, really? So was the guy a Packers fan?
I don't think so. I think they were just in the large hat business. Just in
the prop hat?
Yeah, they were just in the prop hat business, and the Packers weren't too fond of their version of the cheese hat. So he was like, okay, cool. I'll make a cheese grater then. And it's really, you know, it's taken off. It's got its legs now.
I feel good for the Bears because they don't really ever get to win this rivalry, right? Like, they've been owned by Aaron Rodgers forever. It's been a while since they've had a quarterback this electric. 25 points on a fourth quarter. My God.
The thing that sucks about that is we look at it as failure, and I look at it as just a remarkable fourth quarter.
It is a remarkable
right?
fourth quarter.
Like, you got that train going behind you, and it's like you can do nothing wrong. So I kind of look at it that way. It sucks that we look at when we think about, you know, the comeback with Tom Brady. We don't look at it as a comeback Tom Brady. We look at it as a failure of Matt Ryan.
You know who was on that coaching staff?
Yeah.
LeFleur.
Wasn't
I believe McDaniel,
McDaniel was too.
Yeah. He was. By the way, Matt Ryan is he got the head of football operations for the Falcons. He left CBS. Now, why does he have to leave CBS, but Tom Brady gets to stick around?
Because Tom Brady doesn't have any power. He's just a part owner.
Oh, he doesn't? Sure.
Listen.
Sure.
I don't know how many different ways I can explain this. Okay, hold on. Let me ask you a question. How much are the Raiders worth?
How much are the Raiders worth? I don't know.
$7 billion.
A bazillion dollars?
$7 billion.
Okay.
Okay. Tom Brady probably owns 1 or 2%.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know for exact. Now, that guy who's a multi-billionaire,
mm-hmm.
you think he's giving up any power to Tom Brady?
Football power, yeah.
No.
That's exactly what happened with the Mullins and Jeter.
No.
It is.
No, but Tom Brady had, Jeter had a role on the team.
So does Tom Brady.
No, he doesn't.
Dude, he does. He's in the booth.
That doesn't mean.
You're adorable. You're adorable.
He doesn't have a job. What's his job title? Pardon.
Tom Brady.
Like,
his job title is Tom Brady. And let me ask you something. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Why you're adorable? All right.
Why?
With that sweater, that quarter zip that you have on. The reason you're adorable
I can't believe I wore jeans. And a sweater, and Toby couldn't stop staring. What's wrong?
It is.
What's wrong?
He's had a glow up.
He's never gonna come in with anything other than sweats again, Toby. No. You've made him so uncomfortable.
I'm back to shorts.
Let me tell you something. Tom Brady, he has been doing nothing but skating the rules of football his entire life.
All right.
Good and bad.
Okay.
Whether that be a successful late quarterback or deflating footballs.
Right.
He's a cheat.
Okay.
And why would I think that would stop in football operations times? Yeah. Why wouldn't?
Okay.
We'll take a break. Mixed bag coming up next.
Oh, hello, Burgundy Murderer.
Oh, look who
this
we
is
have.
Actually brown.
That's burgundy. Not brown.
That's burgundy, dude.
That's not
okay,
brown.
Cool.
That's
I'll take burgundy. It tomorrow. So
that's
you guys
not
can
brown.
See it.
Sure. Look, the Kit Kat wrapper. The Kit Kat is brown. That's burgundy. Brittany, does that not look burgundy?
The shirt, it might be brown,
no.
JFig, but it's showing on camera burgundy.
That's a yes.
It's showing on camera burgundy.
Wait,
you know what?
Why?
Cool.
Why are you so damn nice, Brittany? Brittany, why are you so nice?
You may identify as brown, but it's burgundy.
You want her to be mean to me?
No, I'm just saying. The question was, does it look burgundy? You weren't going to hurt Jennifer's feelings by saying that, and she tried to like,
well, you don't believe me.
The thing is that you guys also came at her like, your shirt is burgundy.
How about now?
I mean, it could very well be that it's just the lighting in her room.
Yeah.
Oh, she doesn't have lighting.
I turn it off.
Yeah.
Well, it could be the absence of light.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I got a announcement from the Heat. They still have to play tomorrow night. No, I'm just kidding.
Are they making up that game?
This is the news that I got. The January 8th postponed Miami at Chicago game has been rescheduled for January 29th at 8 p.m. The originally scheduled January 30th Chicago at Miami game has been rescheduled to January 31st. So there you go, a little home and home.
I would say this. Don't inconvenience Miami because of your
stupid building.
Right. Make them play them both down here. You How lose about, a home game.
Don't inconvenience Brittany. No, I'm just kidding. I was expecting them to do it before.
Brittany, we hate to inform you, it's the day of the parade.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
It's about to spiral.
Speaking of the Heat, Sean Paul is going to join us at 1 o'clock today. He is performing at halftime tomorrow for Hurricane Melissa Relief. It is Caribbean yes. Heritage Night at the Heat's house.
Dude, I wish I could explain to you how those storms devastate communities, because what we have here in Florida, we have the luxury of having resources that a lot of states and countries don't have. And so remember when those big storms hit, the first thing they say was, come get your bags of sand, come get your ice, come get your water, right? In fact, all of Florida flipped out when the trucks got stuck up north and couldn't get down here to give us ice and water, right? When Katrina hit New Orleans, when Melissa hit, they don't have those resources. And so, yeah, it's crazy to just have to deal with this in so many different, like, places and stuff like that. Like, man, it's devastating. I still can't visit all my – I used to be able to go home, visit my family. You know, you go home where you're from, you visit your family, right? If I want to visit my family, it's got to be a two-week trip because they've never gone back. So I have family in Texas, Northern Texas, Southern Texas, Atlanta, Tennessee, like just from this storm. And this is how many years later? 17 years later?
Yeah, they just did a lot of – they just did the Netflix documentary on it was
right.
for the anniversary.
Right. So, yeah, it's brutal. It was brutal.
Let us get to the mix bag here. On Tobin and Leroy here on a Monday. Right now. You guys familiar with Fernando Mendoza?
Very nice.
Very nice man. It's unfortunate what the Canes are going to have to do to him in a week.
Yeah. Don't take this personal.
Nothing personal, Fernando. This is what he had to say after winning the Peach Bowl. And getting a chance to play a championship game in his hometown.
You grew up just down the street from Miami's campus. Your dad played ball with Mario. What excites you about the opportunity to not just play at home, but to play against the Hurricanes?
Yeah, I think playing any national championship is fantastic. And it means a little bit more to me. I used to be able to walk to University of Miami. Used to play rec basketball games there or beach volleyball on the sand courts. And to live under a mile away, it means a lot to myself. However, really excited for, you know, the city of Miami to get the opportunity as well. And just can't wait to play in Hard Rock Stadium.
Hear him smiling through the sound. That is a very positive person. This is one of those things. You know when I say I wish them no success? Only a week I want this stat. I wish him no success this week.
It's crazy. Well, he's going to be the first pick in the draft.
I wish him no success, and then I wish him lots of success, unless he gets taken by the Jets, you know, if that somehow happens. If he goes to the Raiders,
the Raiders are not going to pass.
I don't think so. I mean, unless Tom Brady doesn't like him. We'll see.
There is no, like, for example, when you think of Tom Brady and the things that he did to win football games, and then you look at Fernando Mendoza, how can Tom Brady not like that guy? It reminds him of him, right? Like, just being able to get it done at the end of games.
Guy says the Jets are going to love Dante Moore. Oh, that performance. this was Matt LeFleur, his team.
LeFleur.
They lost to the Bears. And then there was a lot of questions surrounding his future as head coach of the Packers. This is what he had to say on the rumor mill.
Of course. I mean, this is one of one. I love this place. I love the people. As much as you guys drive me nuts sometimes, I love you guys. I love our players, the locker room, everybody in our organization. I mean, this is a unique place. The community has been outstanding. I grew up in the Midwest, and it's got the same type of vibe that I grew up in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. So, you know, people are just, unless you're, I think, from here, you don't understand how friendly everybody is. And It's nice to, whether no matter who you are, you're walking down the street and people say hello to one another. And I've lived other places, so I think this is a unique place and it's a special place. My kids love it here. My family loves it here.
All right. And a lot of the rumors today were that the Packers have gotten worked on, were started working on this new deal. Like, we've seen what's out there. Not much. Now, when he says, "I like you," to the media, does the media say, "You can't do that"? Whoa, 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 whoa. don't say you like us. That's against journalism.
Yeah. That.
Don't do it, Matt.
What is wrong with folks?
Oh, dare. What?
Like,
how am I going to write this column?
What clown would say it's not professional to be nice?
Crazy.
Say that to yourself and understand why there aren't more people going after this guy going, "What's your problem?"
Speaking of somebody who wasn't nice, on the other side of it was Ben Johnson, who said, "F the Packers" in the locker room.
That's a serious rivalry.
Oh, yeah.
Only to be, well, I would say the Packers and the Vikings,
mm-hmm.
that's pretty bad too, but the Chicago Packers thing, that's real. That's Florida State, Miami. Well, that's real, real.
Ben Johnson did the old quick shake to Matt LaFleur. Did you see this? Where he kind of like gave him a little lightning handshake and then darted off. He did it like a real piece of work because apparently they've got little frost. I think LaFleur did that to him originally. And so that.
So payback is like, guess what? Like, you understand if you are on the other side of that. And you take it like a man, you lick your wounds, and you go in, and it's no big deal.
Here's what Ben Johnson had to say about it.
This is a rivalry, and City of Chicago, Green Bay, it needs to be a rivalry.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go.
You're fine. Like,
Simple enough.
And if it goes back and forth, look, if we hollering at each other in the offseason, I'm going to be nice. We're going to talk about how we, mm-hmm. you know, went back and forth. But right after the game or right before the game, no. Absolutely not.
D Sizzle says AJ Brown might be done in Philly. Well, that hasn't been coming to a head. Here was Nick Sirianni on their sideline altercation yesterday.
Yeah, you know, I was trying to get him off the field, you know, because we were about to punt, and that was really it. So I love AJ. I think he knows how I feel about him. I have a special relationship with him. We've probably went through every emotion you can possibly have together. We've laughed together, we've cried together, we've yelled at each other. You know, we're both emotional. I was trying to get him off the field, and you know, you never want, you know, that happens in this game. But I love him.
I don't believe him.
You love him till you don't have to pay him.
I don't believe him.
Yeah. I mean, look, I genuinely think that as long as a player conducts himself professionally,
mm-hmm.
that you really gonna have those back and forths and it's no big deal. I believe that. Once that player becomes a problem or that player becomes a malcontent, then it gets testy. But if your only crime is you want the ball and you want to win, that's not a problem. But so you shouldn't worry about stuff like that.
People seem worried for Justin Herbert because they treat him like he is a baby playing football.
Really? Did you? One of those hits, he got hit under the chin, and he just laid there.
Well, yeah, but they treat him like he's the only person that's taken a violent hit in his life. And he's 0-3 in the playoffs. This is what he had to say on the tough loss.
What did you think of the way you played tonight?
Yeah, not good enough. We got to score points, and defense gave us every shot we needed to, and wasn't enough.
Hasn't been enough with old Herbert. The entire 2020 draft class sitting at home, Leroy, by the way, in Cancun. He gets to go join Tua in Cancun.
You can say it about a lot of drafts. Like, just because.
Just particularly that draft.
All right.
Jalen Hurts and they're all, "Hey, Boudreaux, we're here, buddy." They all got bounced yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Tua and Joe Boudreaux were waiting for Love and Hurts and Justin Herbert yesterday. And they have arrived, Cancun style. So there you go. That is your mixed bag.
Question real quick.
Yep.
If I could give you Jalen Hurts right now, would you take him over Tua?
Oh, yeah. Over Tua? Yes.
Or would you take him to be your quarterback?
Would I take him to be my quarterback?
I don't want to, because you could take a bag of beans and you'd say yes over Tua. But if...
So he could be the Dolphins quarterback
for the next
tomorrow.
3 years. Tomorrow.
Yeah, I think I would. I think I would.
Do you watch football?
He's had two good Super Bowls, dude.
Do you watch football?
Yeah.
Do you understand what they're having issues with offensively?
Do tell.
Tim. As far as what they can and can't do.
Well, we can't debate that he's played excellent in the biggest games before.
Yeah, he's played well in two games.
Those are good games, though.
Good games.
You know what they would call that?
What?
You know what I call that?
What?
The Eli Manning.
No, Eli Manning's had a way better career.
Eli Manning's career is defined by two games.
Because he beat Tom Brady, that's why.
Yeah, and so this guy's had two good games against Mahomes. One game Mahomes got lucky, the other one he won.
Yeah.
Is he not the new era Eli Manning? Because people were complaining about Eli Manning all the time in New York. Yes, they were.
No, yes, I know. I'm saying, no, he's not the new Eli Manning.
I think he is the new Eli Manning.
Oh, my goodness.
Why would you take... Why? Because his signature plays the tush-push?
No. I just don't know. I mean, you're just going to run a wishbone?
Yeah, sometimes.
Why?
What?
I just think sometimes I try to have like conversation with you, and then I look.
Jalen Hurts or Baker next year.
Then I look over at you and realize
why.
Why did I do it?
Justin Herbert gets to be better than him.
Okay, Justin Herbert or Baker Mayfield. Jalen Hurts or Baker Mayfield.
I would take Jalen Hurts.
I'd take Baker.
Why?
Because of what you can do on a football field.
Lose.
There you go.
That was a mature response. I apologize.
I knew where I was going. I knew where I was going. I knew where this was going to go, and I fall for it every time.
Jalen Hurts.
I get. You know what? I want to punch myself in the nether region for even thinking that I could start one of these conversations and not have it go the way they always go.
Jalen Hurts or Justin Herbert?
I take Herbert.
Wrong. He just lost. Congratulations.
Again, part of the reason why is my starting point is not to build an offense around a person. My starting point is a viable quarterback that I can build an offense around. Right? Like, regardless of what you think of Jalen Hurts, he's had some great games. I'm not even just disputing that.
Mm-hmm.
But if they were to get rid of their coach tomorrow, the coach that came in would have to build an offense around him.
Timbo says he's had multiple halves of zero completions.
Who?
Hurts.
Yeah.
I understand. Tush push, though.
No. See.
We got to take a break.
No. I want a break. I want a break, all right. Like, oh,
let's ask
goodness.
Sean Paul if he'd take Jalen Hurts as his franchise quarterback. Sean Paul, he's going to be performing tomorrow. It's Caribbean Heritage Night at the Miami Heat game. Scheduled to join us next.